All right, so joining us here in the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Funny Car winner here at the Texas NHRA Fall Nationals, Austin Prock, who went 3.959 at 328 miles an hour to defeat Ron Capps in the final round, picking up his ninth win this season. First career win at Texas Motorplex too, so obviously a special feeling there. Austin, you entered the weekend 20 points up, leave the weekend 112 points up. That's a pretty resounding statement for the weekend, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Friday night I said we're going to be counting wins, and we went out there and won, and all our cards fell right today on Sunday. You know, and we were able to extend our points lead, so that definitely feels really good. You know, I'm really proud of this team. You know, we stumbled Q1 when the track was a little green, and they regrouped, and you know, the track continuously got better throughout the weekend, and so did our race car. We were low ET every time we went down the track after Q1, and you know, that's an OG Jim Prock move right there. You know, you go and you just take it all. So really proud to drive this race car for Cornwall Tools. You know, it's one hell of an opportunity, and you know, to turn on wind lights and bring home race wins is it feels good, and then you extend the points lead on top of it. You can't ask for much more.
Seven straight rounds or runs where you were the quickest car out there in this heat. That's kind of saying something.
Yeah, it was a really cool weekend. You know, I get gassed up when this thing rips like it does. I'm so proud of this team, and my dad and brother and Nate Hildahl. They do just such a good job. And you know, we weren't just low ET. We were low ET by a lot of those sessions, which definitely makes you feel good, gives you some confidence behind the wheel. And, you know, to put it all together and, you know, put a cowboy hat on at the end of the day, feels damn good.
Austin, yesterday you talked about getting redemption and after what happened last year. Do you feel that you got that this race? And looking forward now to the next two races, what do you focus on, and can you keep that momentum going?
Yeah, we did get redemption. Definitely feels good. And you know, for my first win at Dallas and sweep the weekend, take all the cash, you know, no better way to do it, right? So yeah, our mindset is the same. We got to go out there, and like I said, the most wins in these next three races is going to crown the world champion, I feel like. And you know, we knocked one off, so got two more to go. And our race car typically runs really good in Las Vegas. You know, my dad makes a lot of horsepower and knows how to tune in a lot of different conditions. So I got all the faith in the world in this team and this race car, and I'm gonna go up there and try and do my job. You know, it's gonna be kind of weird going to Vegas and not four wide. You know, I keep thinking that the Vegas race is four wide just because they threw us for a loop earlier in the countdown. And I'm looking forward to it. I love going to Las Vegas. It's a long week there with SEMA and everything, but always a good time there. And last year we locked up the championship there. So hopefully we can go turn on four more win lights and have a good qualifying effort there, and you know, extend our points lead even more.
How about winning this race in the 40th year of this track? Just what does that mean?
That's cool. You know, it's crazy how long this place has been here, and the surface is still in great condition. They did such a good job engineering this racetrack when they built it back in the 80s. You know, all concrete, and we don't go to a place that's like this. So to come here, you know, I'm sorry for the fans if you're a big fan of low ET. You know, it shouldn't be 95 here in October, but that's what Mother Nature threw us this year. But still put on good racing, and you know, when you win in the heat, it's a struggle. You know, you bust your tails, the guys bust their tails, it's hot out, you're sweating, you're tired, you have no time to eat on Sunday, so it always tastes a little bit better on these long hot days. So yeah, we'll be wearing our cowboy hats proud tonight.
You were Austin Prock typical against Austin Prock in the semifinals, where you thought you made a mistake. What does that do for you heading to the final?
I tried to clear it out of my mind as fast as I could. You know, I got back to the pit. You know, the guys, they always got my back. They might bust my chops every now and then, but they know when to play and know when not to play. So none of my guys said anything really, but I told them after the final round, I said I wasn't great in the finals, but I at least cut it in half. And their response was, well, when you're 115, it's pretty easy to cut it in half. So, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I'm probably too hard on myself a lot of times, but I've been that way my whole life, and I feel like it's how I've got to this point. You know, I hold myself to a high standard, and You know, it's just been a learning curve for me. It, putting pressure on myself, I feel like makes me better. Pressure makes diamonds, but maybe I'm a diamond already and I should let myself cut a break every now and then. So I'm going to work on that, and you know, hopefully it'll, you know, I'm always growing. If you stop learning and you stop trying to figure yourself out, you're just going to fall behind the curve. So always evolving, always changing my mindset, and but one mindset that never changes is be the best that you can and turn on as many wind lights as you can.
When you do that, do you immediately know why it happened?
Yeah, I knew as soon as I stood on the gas. I wanted to key up the radio when I was at the 3:30 to ask what my reaction time was, because I knew I was dead late, and I knew, like, I knew I was dead late. So, and then I'm like, is that a nose out there on the right corner of my eye? Like, I felt like I saw a black nose out on the peripheral of my right eye, and you know, he had already spun or whatever he did over there. I don't think he was ahead of me past the 60-foot clock. You know, Sprock Rocket bailed me out again. So, you know, that's the benefit of having a good race car. You know, when I stumble, it carries me, and when it stumbles, I typically carry it. So we're a good package right now, and everybody's just got to have each other's back. And when it's your day, it's your day.
How would you compare these kind of two championship runs? You know, last year was the first one, and you know, I think 15 number one qualifiers, and that, you know, all those accolades. You know, this year it feels like you guys have been even better on Sundays, though. This is your ninth win of the season, already passed last year. How would you compare these kind of championship journeys the past 2 years?
Yeah, they've definitely been exciting. You know, last year, this race car, you could do anything you wanted to it, and it would just go down the racetrack. We had, you know, just lady luck on our side, or, you know, it's not luck. Everyone puts in a lot of work, but it was just a lot more forgiving for whatever reason. And this year, I mean, you look at it wrong and it wants to smoke the tires. So that's why our qualifying consistency rate really hasn't been as dominant as it was last year. But like you said, we have more wins to this point than we did last year, more wins already than we did last year. We had 8 wins last year. We already got 9. We got 2 races to go. So, you know, it's just, you know, the effort that these guys have put into it, and they really can science this race car out. When it starts acting up, they know exactly what to feed it, how to treat it, and it'll turn around. And then we come into, you get 4 shots at it in qualifying, and by Sunday, they typically got a good hold on it. So, you know, it just says a lot about the crew chiefs and crew members on this car. If the crew doesn't put it together properly, it's not going to go up and down the racetrack. And they give the crew chiefs a perfect product every time, and my crew chiefs work harder than anybody in this business, I believe. And you know, that speaks for our success.
One last thing, just looking ahead to Vegas again, you touched on it briefly, but last year was a great weekend for you race wise too, but off the track, you know, at SEMA, right after you win Vegas, and then you sign your official extension to be with Cornwell for multi-years, and just kind of that, you know, job security or whatever, however you want to take it, just kind of recall like how special Vegas is, just looking at what happened last year there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just to start off, it was Force's first race back. You know, it was a definitely exciting weekend. We had to finish it on Monday due to some unfortunate circumstances, and me and Brittany doubled up, you know, and then I get to go to SEMA and announce a 3-year contract with Cornwall Tools. I mean, it couldn't have been a better weekend to, you know, just cap the year off that we had. And then we went into Pomona and even did more exciting things, you know, ran 341 miles an hour, ran the quickest run of the season, and came up short to our teammate in the final, but at least a John Force Racing car won. So this is an exciting time of the year. You know, what we did in Dallas today definitely puts a pep in our step going into Las Vegas, but like I always say, the job is not finished. The 90-point swing can just as easily swing the other way. So we got to go in there. We got to go win another one, plain and simple. And if we do that, then we'll be looking in pretty good shape. But you can only count rounds at this point by 35 or 30 points, whatever it is.
30
points and a half. Yeah, 35. So. Yeah, our 90 or whatever, our 112-point lead, it's not really 112 points, you know, because they throw another curveball at you in this playoff system. So, but at the end of the day, great weekend. I'm happy with the spot that we're in. All you can ask for is to come in and extend your points lead every weekend, even if it's by 1 point, and we did a lot better than that.
Awesome. Well, Austin, congratulations. You're a funny car winner here in Dallas.
Thank you.